Good morning. My name is Carolyn Udall, and this is City Daily. The core scripture for today is Psalm 86, verse 11. I want to begin by reading this verse in four different translations: the NIV, the New Living Translation, the Amplified, and the Message. Psalm 86:11 in the NIV. Teach me your way, Lord, that I may rely on your faithfulness. Give me an undivided heart, that I may fear your name. The New Living Translation. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may live according to your truth. Grant me purity of heart, so that I may honor you. The Amplified. Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk and live in your truth. Direct my heart to fear your name with awe-inspired reverence and submissive wonder. The Message. Train me, God, to walk straight. Then I'll follow your true path. Put me together, one heart and mind, then undivided, all worship in joyful fear. Recently at midweek, God dropped Psalm 86 into my heart, and without knowing what that passage held, I turned to it. When I got to verse 11, my heart was stirred. I felt both a deep sense of call to evaluate my heart and an invitation from the Lord to become more fully devoted and to journey deeper with Him. This season of Lent is meant to be one in which we create distance and separation from things that daily vie for our time and affection, and to redirect our hearts and attention to God. For many, this includes a fasting of food, a denial of our physical bodies to instead choose the Lord's daily bread as our source of life. In so doing, we are saying to the Lord, "You are enough. You're all that I need." But the reality of our lives is that there are many things in life that we often use to satisfy our longings and bring us fulfillment. The things our hearts desire are often not bad things. Many times they're good things, gifts from God. But we can get off kilter when those gifts become the place we seek and find our sense of identity, or places we depend on for our peace, joy, and comfort. When that happens, we begin to shift our lives around maintaining that thing, that relationship, that money, that position, whatever it is in which we have wrongly found our identity or security. God makes it clear throughout Scripture that we are called to love and seek Him above anyone or anything else. In Exodus, we are told that God is a jealous God and are given the command to have no other gods but Him. Jesus reiterates this when He states that the greatest command is to love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and mind. And many times through the Gospels, Jesus' message is that the cost of following Him is forsaking all else, our homes, our families, our wealth. His promise to us is life, but His requirement is full and complete devotion. It is easy in our modern culture to try and straddle the line between the kingdom of God and the world. We want Jesus and fill in the blank. But Jesus warned us in Matthew 6:24 that we cannot serve two masters, because one will always be preferred above the other. So we come back to the prayer of David in Psalm 86 and ask, Lord, purify our hearts, that we would be solely devoted to you. Teach us your ways. Give us undivided hearts so that we'll fear your name. If you're like me, maybe you have a hard time with the word fear when it comes to God. As we read, the NLT uses the word honor, and the Amplified translation says it this way: direct my heart to fear your name with awe-inspired reverence and submissive wonder. To fear the Lord is to revere and honor the Lord, to be in awe of His holiness and recognize His worthiness of our whole hearts, undivided, not competing with anyone or anything else in our lives. But it's important that we pause to remember that God desires our undivided attention, not because He has an ego that needs to be stroked. He's not self-obsessed, demanding our worship. Rather, God desires all of our affection because we have all of His. His love for us is great, and all of Scripture is a detailed account of His pursuit of our hearts being reconciled unto Him. Our God desires our undivided hearts, not only because He is holy and worthy and deserving of such, but also because of His care and concern for our hearts. Our hearts were created by and for Him, and giving our hearts to the wrong things poses a great risk to our spiritual and emotional health. I imagine that most of us desire to be found pure, undivided, and fully devoted. But that's not always easy, as the world comes at us with all kinds of things to distract our focus and steal our affection. And this often happens in rather subtle, seemingly insignificant ways. But like a pool fed by two streams of water, one that is hot and one cold, when our hearts are divided, we quickly become lukewarm. But the benefit of a pure, undivided heart is not only the avoidance of something potentially negative, but also the promise of life and of blessing. In Matthew 5:8, Jesus says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." An undivided heart is a pure heart, and with purity of heart, we will see God. When we are fully given to Him, He can give us more of Himself. As we journey through Lent, I pray that the Lord would remove anything in our lives that keeps us from experiencing Him fully. Proverbs 27:19 says, "As water reflects the face, so one's life reflects the heart." Let us examine our lives and what they reveal about our hearts, and invite the Lord to purify us that we might be undivided, fully devoted to Him. I want to conclude in prayer, and I encourage you to pray with me and to listen to what the Holy Spirit brings to your heart and mind. Father, thank you for your love for us. Thank you for the height, width, and depth of your love. Thank you for pouring your affection on us and relentlessly pursuing our hearts. Lord, would you show us those things that have been given a wrongful position in our hearts? I ask that you would expose any idols we've created, and in your mercy and grace forgive us. As David prays in Psalm 139, "Search our hearts, know us, point out anything in us that offends you, and lead us along the right path." Let our lives be a reflection of hearts fully devoted to you. Teach us your ways, Lord, that we may rely on your faithfulness. Give us undivided hearts, that we may fear your name. Amen.